A report out today from the Department of Homeland Security says the number of international students being accepted into U.S. universities is at an unprecedented high. There are more than 1 million foreign students studying here in the U.S., with the number of those accepted from overseas up 14% in the last year, up 50% since 2010. Kevin McLennan is Director of Admissions for the University of Colorado Boulder, and he's with us now to discuss. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you.
And when you look at the top five for international students on this list, we've got the University of Southern California at number one. Number two is Purdue. Number three is Columbia. Number four, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and New York University comes in at number five. How are you doing at CU Boulder on this front, getting international students to come and study there?
I think one of the things that I oftentimes point out is we're a little bit later to the game. Our recruitment plans for international students only began about 4 to 5 years ago, but we're sitting at about 7% of our undergraduate population is international, with probably a goal of about 10% overall.
And why do you have that goal? Is this just about bringing in students who will pay full freight and offset some of the costs for people who are especially in-state students in Colorado?
One of the reasons to internationalize is it's very important to be a world-class university to have a global education for all students. And the benefit the international students bring to our campus increases the academic quality for all students and our domestic students, because we have domestic students that learn from international students that learn from our domestic students. So that's certainly a big part of what we're doing. And also it's part of our non-resident recruitment strategy as well.
Fair enough. But what about the financial side of it? Does it help to have more international students?
It absolutely does. And I think campuses across the country have realized that because international students typically pay non-resident rates or slightly higher than that, that there is additional revenue that's coming in to help at universities across our country. So that, yes, that's certainly a part of it.
And I noticed that the top three foreign countries for undergraduates who are coming to CU Boulder, they're coming from China, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. How do you go after those students?
We have a division within the admissions office that specializes in international student recruitment. And as an example, we traveled in 40 countries around the world in the fall, and this spring we're traveling in about 29 countries around the world. So we're really diversifying our international market by traveling all across the globe to many countries in addition to the ones that you listed.
Kevin, is there a worry that by bringing in more international students, you are basically taking away slots from students who live in Colorado and want to go to CU Boulder?
As a flagship institution in our state, we're here first for Colorado citizens, and we're admitting between 85 and 90% of all the Colorado residents that apply to the University of Colorado Boulder, and we haven't had to turn away Colorado students that we think can be successful at the university. So our mission to begin the year is always to have a majority of Colorado residents, and we've saved those spaces for those students and have been successful admitting at the rate I just mentioned.
That's Kevin McLennan, the Director of Admissions for the University of Colorado Boulder, and you can see more about this report about international students at American universities at our website, hereandnow.org. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it.